Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, my name is Gary Mansfield, and this is the Ministry of Arts podcast, where each week I'll be speaking to a different artist. Now let's begin by banging these bongos.
Yeah, right. Crazy.
Hello, how are you? And welcome to the first episode of 2024. For this episode, which is, 241, I'm just going to do a quick little rundown of the guests we've had throughout 2023 before going into the first episode of this year, which is with the mighty, should I add, Sarah Prinsley. And like at the start of nearly every episode, I try not to just make it sound like words because it is really important. But thanks to all the Patreon supporters who help keep this podcast going. And without that support, it genuinely can't happen. And also any of you that have purchased off of our merch store. Both the Patreon and the merch store can be found over on the Ministry of Arts Instagram profile in their Linktree drop-down box. And if neither of those are possible, that's absolutely fine, because the content of this podcast is absolutely free to everybody. Just give us a little mention on the socials would be splendid. So let me just find the first episode to 2023, which was Jemima Sara. As part of her practice, Jemima opened a store in Ramsgate. She was using text on t-shirts to make her artwork as accessible as possible, and was using a porcelain toilet bowl as an installation to start conversation about both her mental and physical health. Episode 206 was Tanya Ling. A few months previous to this, I'd done a bonus episode with Tanya when she was artist in residence in a school in South East London. Episode 207 was one of my favourites of the year, which came out at the end of January, which was with Opaque. Opaque spoke also of mental health along with his addiction and trying to fit into different worlds and not feeling as though he did. His family were working class, although they made it with a string of galleries, and wanted to do the best they could for their child and put him in a private school where he never really fitted in with the others who had had families with money all of their life, you know. Which was one of several factors that pushed him onto the streets, into drugs. However, in pretty much the space of a year, Opaque has gone on from strength to strength. When we done this interview, it was in a small loft space where he was trying to work on paintings that were possibly over a metre wide, where he was having trouble finding the space to paint them, let alone store them, and now has a studio that could fit three or four artists, and good luck to him, he's worked hard for it. Episode 208 was Stacey Clare, who was a founding member of the East London Strippers Collective, which is pretty much what it says on the tin. And Stacey and a few of her stripper and pole dancing friends decided to start a life drawing class using themselves and friends as the muse, who were already masters of manipulating their own bodies. Why not become muses? Perfect. A perfect win-win, right? Charlotte Rose for episode 209. Charlotte was an artist who first turned her hand to art during lockdown. Like many people, she'd always had the inner creative tapping away inside, and all of a sudden found herself with the time to be able to try and put a hand to something, you know, and she came up with a good idea straight off the bat and pretty much hit the ground running. Episode 210 was Steve Lowe, who runs L13, the Light Industrial Workshop, who I wanted on this podcast from day one. Steve and L13 promote a very small and select number of artists, well, three to be precise, being Billy Childish, Jamie Reed, and Jimmy Colty. Jamie Reed unfortunately passed about 2 weeks after we were supposed to record, and when we were supposed to record, he was too ill to do so. And as I say, yeah, 2 or 3 weeks later had passed. And episode 211, as part of L13, is Billy Childish himself. I went and recorded in Billy's studio for this episode. I was a little bit nervous, to be honest. I didn't know Billy. I'd heard lots about him. I knew that he was a bit of a contrary character, a self-confessed pain in the arse. He said that himself, which was backed up by Steve Lowe, I should add. And I was in his studio for about 3 hours. He was drawing out a very large painting, maybe 1.5 metres by 3 metres, massive painting. Yeah, he was drawing it out with charcoal as I was there. And during our conversation, he had nigh on finished the painting. It was amazing the speed that he paints. And although I've not picked up a paintbrush since, I did walk away thinking I want to start painting again. There was something about the way he talks about painting that just made me want to paint again. And I think I should definitely go back to his studio for a follow-up episode. It was a good, honest episode. And talking of beautiful painters, episode 212, Elizabeth Power. Much of this episode, Elizabeth and I were speaking of the benefits of moving home and studio from London to the coast, starting afresh in a larger studio, different environment, and a whole different type of arty culture compared to that running at 1,000 miles an hour in London, you know. Episode 213, Inkteractive. In that episode, we were speaking of the shrinking arts community in Hackney Wick, where she both lives and works, which is currently being gobbled up by developers. Episode 214, Charlie Hayden Taylor. Love his architectural interior paintings, which was followed by episode 215, Ant Hamlin. Ant makes sculptures out of the same material that bouncy castles are made of, and they are actually inflatable, or I should add, he mainly shows them as deflated, pressed by a sheet of perspex, almost like rubberized dried flowers. Episode 216, Holly Stevenson. I say that with a smile because I absolutely love speaking to Holly for this episode. I knew and admired her and her work for some time, but was totally unaware that it all stemmed back to a childhood visit to the Freud Museum and a nigh-on, I think obsession would be the right word, an obsession with Freud's cigar and ashtray that was left on his desk. Go and listen to it. Amazing. And similarly, with episode 217, which was Sophie Derrick, I'd known Sophie's work for a very long time, but there was one element of the process of her work that I discovered during the conversation, which just gave that whole new layer to her work for me. Another great conversation. And she was, I think, like 8 months pregnant when she had this conversation with me. And episode 218 was with architect Peter Morris, who I think it's this year is going to be the focus of an episode of Grand Designs, where he is designing and building his own home. And the installation he showed this year in Holland Park as part of the Kensington and Chelsea Art Week and Art Trail was a sort of maquette of the building itself. And I think this was the first in a series of podcasts for the Kensington and Chelsea Art Week and Art Trail, who I partner with annually. Hopefully we'll do in 2024. Episode 219 was, again, one of my highlights of the year, Sarah Graham. I mean, her paintings are amazing anyway. She suffered from severe bipolar and her manic episodes were like properly bonkers. And please don't think I'm making light of her situation, but on one occasion she thought she was super rich and just started buying artworks on credit cards, taking her little nephew to the Ivy for lunch. She thought she was a spy, and when she finally got sectioned, rather than realising that she was entering a secure hospital, she thought she was going to an academy for superheroes. An amazing story, and she's come out the other end as an absolute powerhouse. And just after this episode, she started a project called Samaravans, where she asked dozens of artists to paint over a template of a VW camper van, and as the name may suggest, all the proceeds went to the Samaritans, which, if I remember rightly, was in the region of around £40,000. So it turns out she was a bit of a superhero after all. Syra Jameson was another artist I hadn't previously met. I spoke to her as part of the Kensington Chelsea Art Week and Art Trail. Another amazing story of a woman who, as a child, felt oppressed living in a heavily religious family home where she felt the girls were almost overlooked. She rebelled against that upbringing, and later on in life, having had her own children, she's bringing back into her family some of those things that she sees as the more positive things. Wasn't really rejoiced when she was a child. Again, as another part of Kensington Chelsea, episode 222, Lucy Oates. During this episode, Lucy told me that she was about to start a huge painting or mural on the floor, which she called a floral, outside of Olympia Station. So when she started that painting, me and my better half popped down to see how she was getting on. And we got there very early doors when she was pretty much just drawing it out. But for the rest of that day, which was a glorious sunny day, she had members of the community coming down to help her paint with paint and rollers on the floor. Quite amazing. And episode 223, which was with Josephine Chime, which was recorded at her installation, which was a huge carved and embellished afro comb, stood proudly outside the train station. A very imposing work.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Frederick's Vermin for 224. Frederick's Vermin, what a name, right? Another episode that had been in the making for a year or so. Top-notch guy. Everywhere he looks, he finds artwork, and his hands can't really keep up with making the artwork as quick as his mind can create it, you know? And episode 225, Misha Milovanovic. An extremely calm and spiritual person and artist, who had such a presence, I was almost calm and relaxed for the rest of the day. And in stark contrast, well, in name at least, episode 226, Angry Dan, whose murals pretty much emit hope and optimism. episode 227, speaking on behalf of Baker and Borowski, was one half of that duo, Lee Baker. The other half being Catherine Borowski. Two of my most favourite people in the art world. They are an artistic duo who also run the Skip Gallery and Graphic Rewilding. Both amazing entities that look at making good art very accessible. Episode 228 was Jimmy Courty. I also say that with a smile. This again was recorded in person. I was well aware that Jimmy Courty did not like interviews and was also somewhat of a contrary person, like Billy Childish. But like Billy Childish, it started out slightly frosty and very quickly became a very good conversation. And for this episode, I had several messages off of people who were both fans of Jimmy and who know Jimmy, who were all very surprised how open and honest he was during this interview, because as I say, he doesn't do interviews. Episode 229, Junior Tomlin. I enjoyed this conversation also. Junior was one of the artists who was included in the Kensington Chelsea Art Week and Art Trail series of podcasts. What I liked about this episode, that borough is a strange old borough because it has families, many families, who are very close to the breadline and many that are the wrong side of that breadline. It also has the other end of the spectrum. It has millionaires and very probably several billionaires in that borough. But once a year, it all comes together to produce art. And Junior was born in that borough, schooled in that borough, went to college in that borough, worked in that borough, and 60 years later still lives in that borough. Perfect. Episode 230, again said with a smile, Jessica Worrell. I absolutely love this conversation. Jessica, in her practice, seamlessly joins 21st century fashion with 15th, 16th, 17th century artworks. What I love is that it was a concept that she'd been playing about with. It came from nowhere, made an instant impact, and she just went with it. Amazing. And it's a concept that can go on and on for the rest of her career, and let's hope it does. Episode 2031, Damien Priestley. Again, I'm sure you can hear it in my voice, being said with a smile. Damien, who is good friends with Billy Childish, Damien speaks of growing up in Northern Ireland through the Troubles, moving over to the mainland as a child, and just trying to find his feet in a creative world. And he's definitely done that, that's for sure. Episode 232 was a joint episode between the Cameron twins and the Don't Walk, Walk Gallery in Deal. The Cameron twins being Abigail and Phoebe Cameron. They create mainly prints, very bright, colourful, echoing back to the culture of their childhood in the noughties, which at first, to be honest, I thought was a little bit cutesy, until I looked a little closer and saw that there was darker undertones. A couple of artists that no doubt we're going to be seeing a lot more of in the future. And the Don't Walk Walk Gallery, which was showing their work at the time, which was described as a hidden gem of the Kent art scene, and it definitely lives up to that. Two of its main artists being Jim Muir and Noel Fielding. And episode 233 was Lee Wagstaff. I love recording these podcasts outside, and this was one of those. We recorded it on a bench, on a sort of cliff, overlooking the Thames Estuary, a couple of hundred yards from Southend Pier. He's had a proper extraordinary life as Lee, and he now lives in France, in the middle of a forest. So his life's no less extraordinary now. He's a grown man. Episode 234. Possibly my favourite episode of the year. Piers Secunda is like an artist, an archaeologist, an art historian, and a war correspondent, all rolled into one. An absolutely fascinating episode. Please do have a listen. Superb. Episode 235, Alison Jackson. Alison creates false environments for lookalikes of the royals and the rich and famous, and films and photographs scenarios that they could find themselves in. Sometimes life has imitated art, and the situations that she's created have somehow come to fruition in real life. For episode 236, we had author, filmmaker, ex-prisoner, Chris Atkin. Chris was an award-winning filmmaker who got himself wrapped up in a bit of fraud, ended up doing a few years in jail. He documented his time in there, which he turned into a Times bestseller, and more recently has written and filmed Vardy vs. Rooney, Who Killed the KLF, and one that I think has just come out, highlighting the life and times of Mr. James Blunt. And episode 237, which is very near to my heart, is poet Joelle Taylor, who in 2023 was the curator of the annual Kersler Arts exhibition for those living within the criminal justice system. Hats off for Kersler Arts. Episode 238, Jamie Jones, another artist who just put his hand to art during lockdown, previously being a very well-known mixologist, again, hit the road running. And a similar conversation to that that I had with Elizabeth Power, Jamie speaks of leaving the London art scene, just as he started within it, and moving to Cyprus. Episode 239, it was titled The Legend Background Bob. At the end of 2023, we lost Noah, aka Background Bob. I've done several episodes with Noah's dad, Nathan, promoting Background Bob's work and exhibitions. He was a young lad who was born with a couple of life-limiting conditions, who made a massive impact in a very short time with his artwork and the biggest smile in the art world. If you're going to listen to any, go and have a listen to that one. All the best to Noah, wherever you are, my friend. And that brings us to the last episode of 2023, which was with performance artist Martin O'Brien. Super guy, super artist, refers to himself as a living zombie for reasons you can find out by listening. And we had one of those super podcast moments where he was talking about something very serious. I pipe up with something very stupid. And we both put an handbrake on the conversation for a good couple of minutes because we're laughing like little schoolboys. So that is it for this little roundup of 2023. Again, thank you all for listening. 2024 will be our sixth year as being an art podcast. And giving myself a little pat on the back, we ain't done too bad. We're an independent podcast. We haven't got editors, producers, researchers. We're just me, a one-man band, wanting to make the art world as accessible for everyone as it should be. Like I've always said, art isn't a middle-class game. It's a game that everyone should be able to play. And that said, we're looking for the story behind the artist, that which churns up the want to create the art. And that's why we speak to artists from every rung of the artistic ladder, from novice to world famous. I mean, man, one of the best loved episodes was James Gray, a person that used art to get himself off the streets. Does it get much better than that, I ask you? And this accent of mine, no matter what you think of it, there are not enough regional accents in this art world. I just wanted good, honest conversation with brilliant creatives, no matter who or what they are or where they come from, or where they're going for that matter. So that said, all the very best for 2024. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to keeping you company every now and then. All the best. Ta-da. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. It's a podcast that's produced with the help of the listener. And if you like what you've heard and you think you might be able to give a little support, there's two ways in which you can do it. If you go over to the Ministry of Arts Instagram profile, you'll find a Linktree drop-down box. And in that box, you'll find two links. One is called Buy Us a Coffee, and it's pretty much that. You can make a one-off payment the price of a cup of coffee. Or, if you're able and want to do it more long-term, you can become a Ministry of Arts Patreon, where you can sign up to support us on a monthly basis, and 100% of your support goes back into the podcast. And if you're not able to do that, that's absolutely fine. This content is free for everyone. But we would urge you to follow us on your socials and show us a bit of love that way. Either way, thanks for listening and see you next time. Ta-da.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.